Welcome back, intrepid explorers, to the deep dive, ready to unearth some more fascinating insights.
Always up for a deep dive, especially when it involves the stars.
Today's topic is one that many of you have been requesting, Taurus men and Leo women. Are we talking a match made in cosmic heaven or a recipe for astrological disaster?
Ooh, that's a juicy one. There's definitely an undeniable spark when these two meet. It's classic opposites attract, but the question is, can that initial sizzle go the distance?
That's what we're here to find out. And to guide us through this celestial labyrinth, we're turning to the wisdom of astrologer Laura King. She's got some seriously interesting observations about this pairing.
Right off the bat, King points out that Taurus, as an earth sign, is all about stability, being grounded, and indulging those senses. You know, think cozy nights by the fireplace, luxurious fabrics, maybe a gourmet meal.
Okay, stop. You had me a gourmet meal.
Right. But then we have Leo, a fire sign ruled by the sun. Leos crave the spotlight. They're all about passion, excitement, and being admired.
So it's like the grounded, sensual energy of Taurus perfectly complements the radiant, attention-grabbing energy of Leo. Almost like, what is it called? Yin and yang.
Exactly. That's the perfect way to describe it. Yin and yang, those seemingly opposite forces that actually depend on each other for balance. He grounds her fiery spirit while she brings a dose of excitement to his structured world.
Okay, so there's a ton of initial chemistry, but King also mentions that both Taurus and Leo are fixed signs, which basically means, well, let's just say they're both pretty strong-willed.
Yeah, strong-willed is putting it mildly. That stubborn streak can be a double-edged sword. On one hand, you've got two people who are deeply committed and don't back down from a challenge, but on the other hand, well, imagine an unstoppable force meeting an immovable object.
Ooh, that could go either way, an unbreakable bond or some epic clashes. So where do we even begin to unpack the potential challenges this pairing might face?
Well, King highlights a few key areas where things can get, shall we say, interesting.
Don't hold back, lay it on me.
Communication, for one. Taurus is notorious for not being the best at expressing their emotions directly. They're more about actions speaking louder than words.
Whereas Leos?
Yeah.
They practically invented grand gestures and declarations of love.
Exactly. A Leo woman wants to be told how much she's loved and appreciated, ideally like every day. But a Taurus man might show his love by cooking her dinner, taking care of things around the house, surprising her with a thoughtful gift.
Which, don't get me wrong, sounds lovely. But I can see how that mismatch in communication styles could definitely cause some friction.
Totally. He thinks he's doing enough while she's feeling emotionally neglected.
So open and honest communication is key, but knowing these two, that might be easier said than done, right?
That's putting it mildly. And that's just one potential challenge on the horizon. We haven't even touched on some of the other areas where these two might clash.
Oh, you've piqued my curiosity. But I guess we'll have to wait for the next deep dive to uncover those potential pitfalls.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so communication, definitely a potential minefield for these two. But what other obstacles could trip up this cosmic pairing on their quest for true love?
Well, let's talk about finances, because believe it or not, that can be a major point of contention for these two lovebirds.
Oh, really?
Mm.
That's interesting. I wouldn't have necessarily thought of that right off the bat.
It's not the most obvious one, but remember we talked about how Leos love the finer things in life? They might indulge in things like spontaneous shopping sprees, maybe a luxurious vacation, or even extravagant gifts for their loved ones.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Gotta keep things exciting.
Exactly. But while our Taurus friend over here can appreciate those finer things, don't forget, he values comfort and luxury too. He's much more about that long-term financial stability and security.
So I'm picturing less about dropping a huge wad of cash and more like meticulously planning a five-course dinner at home with all the finest ingredients, right?
Yeah. You've got it. And that's where those money clashes can happen. She sees his responsible nature as, well, a little boring, maybe even restrictive. And he's looking at her spending habits thinking, whoa, slow down there a minute.
I could see how that could lead to some pretty tense budget meetings. So how do they keep their bank accounts from becoming a relationship battleground?
King suggests being upfront and honest with each other about their financial goals. It could even be as practical as having separate accounts for their own personal spending, but then contributing to a joint account specifically for shared expenses or those long-term savings goals.
Okay, so a healthy dose of compromise and maybe a little financial independence sprinkled in. Sounds like a solid plan.
Right. It's all about finding that balance. And speaking of balance, let's talk about that green-eyed monster jealousy. This is one area where things could get a little dicey.
Yeah, I was wondering when we'd get to that. You've got a naturally charismatic Leo and a possessive Taurus. That's a recipe for disaster waiting to happen.
Right. Leo women just naturally draw attention wherever they go. They're social, they're outgoing, they love to be admired. Now, this isn't necessarily a bad thing in and of itself, but for a Taurus man who values loyalty and exclusivity above all else, well, it can stir up feelings of insecurity.
So how do they navigate that minefield without turning the whole relationship into a jealous meltdown?
It really boils down to trust. The Taurus man needs that reassurance that her flirtatious nature is just a part of who she is, and it doesn't take away from her love and commitment to him.
And our Leo friend needs to understand that his need for reassurance isn't about trying to control her, but it comes from a place of wanting to feel safe and secure in the relationship.
You got it. And again, we come back to that open and honest communication. They need to be able to talk about their feelings and understand each other's emotional needs. And speaking of things they need to work on, there's one more potential challenge we haven't touched on yet, that shared stubbornness.
Oh, right. We talked about that earlier, the whole immovable object versus unstoppable force thing. Mm. But how does that actually play out day to day in a relationship?
Well, picture this. You're trying to have a rational discussion, but neither one of you is willing to budge even an inch. Those disagreements can escalate really quickly if they're not careful.
Learning to choose your battles is probably a good life skill in general, right?
Tell me about it. For this pairing, it's crucial. They really need to figure out which hill they want to die on and which ones are better to just let go. If they can master the art of compromise and maybe even learn to laugh about their shared stubbornness, that's going to go a long way.
It's funny, though, even with all these potential problems, I still get this feeling that if they can just get past those hurdles, there's something really special there, like a diamond in the rough.
And that's the intriguing thing about a Taurus man and Leo woman, isn't it? It's complex, it's full of contradictions, but in those differences, those contrasting energies, that's where the potential for a really powerful and passionate bond exists.
So how do they tap into that potential? How do they take those seemingly clashing energies and make them work? So we've talked about all these potential pitfalls, these areas where things could go wrong for a Taurus man and a Leo woman. But how do they go from potential train wreck to relationship goals? Is there some magic formula?
Well, I wouldn't say magic formula, but more like a conscious effort to really understand and appreciate those fundamental differences between them. King actually says that this pairing really thrives when they start to see those differences not as obstacles, but as energies that complement each other.
So instead of trying to change each other, they embrace those differences.
Exactly. Think of it this way. Instead of the Taurus man being threatened by her need for attention, he could see it as a chance to be that supportive partner, someone who encourages her to really shine. And the Leo woman could learn to appreciate those quiet acts of service that he's known for, recognizing that those come from a place of deep love and care.
So it's about changing their perspective, realizing that those differences actually make the relationship stronger.
You got it. And let's not forget, these two share some pretty important core values. Both Taurus and Leo, they want that passionate, lasting love. They crave a connection that's real and goes the distance.
Plus, they both really appreciate the finer things in life. Remember that shared love of luxury and knowing how to enjoy themselves.
Absolutely. Just imagine them creating this life together filled with incredible food, luxurious vacations, a beautifully decorated home that reflects their shared love of comfort and beauty. Sounds pretty amazing, right?
You're making me want to add finding a Taurus man to my to-do list.
Well, hold on now. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Remember, a good relationship, no matter what your star sign is, it takes effort. It takes compromise. It takes both people being willing to grow.
That's a good point to keep in mind. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Taurus men and Leo women, is there one big takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
I think it's this. Astrology can be a really interesting tool. It can give you valuable insights into relationships. But at the end of the day, it's really up to the two people involved. They have to choose each other day in and day out and put in the work to make that love something truly special.
So it's not really about whether a Taurus man and Leo woman are destined to be together. It's about whether they're both on board for the journey, bumps in the road and all.
Exactly. It's all about recognizing that a relationship is something you build together, a constant dance between two people trying to figure out this whole love, compromise, and personal growth thing.
I love that analogy. Well said. And on that note, my fellow deep divers, we've reached the end of our exploration. We hope you've enjoyed learning about this fascinating pairing as much as we have. And remember, Whether you're a Taurus, a Leo, or somewhere in between, the most important thing is the love and commitment you bring to your relationships. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.